אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 437 בהקדמה לספר הזוהר באות כ"א טור ב' דבר המתחיל וכל האבחן. ניתן לשאול שאלות באתר קבלה לעם קאבס.co.il, שאלות נבחרות אנחנו נשאל במהלך השיעור. ספר כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד
437. Introduction to the book of Zohar, item 21.
וכל האבחן הניתן לנו להבחין בין עצם לעצם אינו נבחן משום זה, רק ברצונו.
Do not be led astray by the philosophers who say that very essence of the soul is an intellectual substance, and that it only exists through its concepts and learns, that it grows through them, and that they are its very essence.
And
as the human desires are different, their thoughts and their intellect are different as well. For example, those whose will to receive is limited with beastly desires only, their need and desire and intellect is only in order to fulfill that desire of theirs, in all of its beastly fulfillment. And even though they use their mind as humans, it's still enough for the slave to be like his Rav, and that is like a beastly mind, and that is only to serve the beastly desire. And while one's desire rises with the beastly desires, those who do not exist in the species of the beast, that their thoughts and minds is only to fulfill that same desire of theirs in all of its complete desire. And those whose will to receive grows to receive intellect, then their thoughts and desires is all to fulfill it with its complete fulfillment.
So he's saying to us that we have this. He calls these beastly desires or animalistic desires. This is food, sex, and animals. This is how it grows in a person. And accordingly, he works with it. And then money, honor, and knowledge, which are human desires. Human desires. But these and those, anyways, he uses them according to those desires, they're all in the framework of this world, and there's nothing that has to do with spirituality here. Here there are already spiritual desires. Okay? American.
Hello, Rav. I'm sorry, I don't know how to say it in Hebrew.
It's okay, we understand already.
What to do when a person can't, when he can't meet his beastly, he cannot fulfill his beastly desires?
מה לעשות כשאדם לא מסוגל למלא את הצרכים הבהמיים שלו?
כן.
Yes.
Like he's on the path, he's studying Kabbalah, but he's plagued by his beastly desires that he can't fulfill them to the point that he can be focused on the path.
הוא בדרך, הוא לומד קבלה, אבל הוא לא מסוגל למלא את הצרכים הבהמיים בצורה שהוא יהיה מפוקס על הדרך.
No.
And?
מה לעשות?
So, what to do?
זה תלוי באדם.
This depends on the person. He's under his choice.
אני לא יכול להמליץ לך שום דבר.
I can't recommend anything to you. Kabbalah is, it keeps a person in under free choice. Kabbalah keeps a person with free will. If people come to me and say, I can't study Kabbalah because I don't have time, I have to work. Well, what can you do? That's your choice. Each according to his degree of importance. There are those that say, if not this, then I have no life. If you have no life, then okay. Then a person gives up. He concedes. So what's important? That's according to that. He is what he does. You're incapable of studying how to correct your soul because you didn't fill your body yet. Well, okay. Meaning the body is more important than the soul. That's how you decided. Well, so why are you asking me? That's your choice. You're complaining that the Creator is giving you a choice in such a manner that this, compared to that, because that's what he's giving you. Rather, what do you want? That he will give you all the conditions, so I'll have everything. Money, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, health, pleasures, all the world, everything. What remains for me? I still have my soul. Now I'll go to correct it too. Thank God, this world I correct it. That's it. That's how you want it. Wait. It could be that that's what you will have. I don't know.
This is what they write about, that a person goes, that everything is like uniform.
אבל ככה זה נשמע, שהוא בעצם ככה הם קודים, שהוא כן עובד.
כן, בטח, בטח. זאת אומרת, איך...
Yes, of course, of course.
תראה מה שהוא אומר.
He's right. Look, he's saying it nicely. What is he saying? We grow in this way, after all. So on the way, we need to correct. Where's my food? Where's the sex? Where's the family? Money, honor, knowledge? Then, after that, we need to go to spirituality. Nice. I agree with you. But I have yet to see something like this yet. You see how we can you can flip my whole thing and enjoy the how the desire to receive claims. There are those that advance from sorrow and there are those that advance from abundance. And don't think that someone else that is advancing from abundance is more successful. Rather, for each, there is towards his correction, he has his problems. And he has to overcome those. It's truly like that. Most people advance from corporeal sorrow. Some from more inner sorrow, from health sorrow, sorrow that comes from health, or problems in the family and relations, from all kinds of other problems where they're disparaged, when someone's putting them down, that someone is humiliating them. For each, what he gets. A person that wants to get rid of these problems, immediately, he should stop thinking about himself. That's my recommendation, which is 100% correct. Even psychologists and all these therapists will also tell you that it's good. Start being incorporated with the collective, with the rest, with the collective. Like truly, with your whole heart. Start to see a new way. Please.
Item
20.
Meaning, what did we just speak about? That the desire defines what degree we're in. If our desire is food, sex, and family, then our desire is called beastly. If our desire is money, honor, and knowledge, then our desire is called human. That's it. Amika, about this exactly. One sentence. With a question mark.
Yeah, he says that the mind is at the service of the desire. That the mind serves the desire. So we have in our body, we have things that we like, family, sex, food, knowledge. These are things that we want to, you know, raise our hands, and we raise our hands. But what about heartbeats? What about breathing? What about things that we have no control over? That's also done by the mind. It turns out that the desire is under the control of the mind.
I don't understand you. There are many systems that we do not control, but that they're operated through such systems that truly are, they're concealed from our understanding. Rather, we are all in all in a system which is already built. And we, the system of the world, which we're included in, comes from this system. We operate there some part from the all in all from it, and that's enough for us for correction. I don't control my heart. I don't control my lungs. The whole functioning of my body I don't control. Maybe I control in some indirect manner. But not, we're not talking about that. Nothing is told to me about this. And I don't need to know about that. We don't need to do corrections on that. There are many things in this world that I don't need to do corrections upon. I don't need to care for every tree to grow and to care for it for every moment, for it to grow in the right way. I'm told, where you need to concern? For love of others. That's it. And what about the rest of the things? No. I don't enter anything. On the contrary, as much as I can cut from myself the concerns, the problems from my field of vision to free them up, I do. That's actually good. That's called scrutiny. What depends on me? That's what I need to scrutinize, and I have to care for that. All the rest, I don't care. I leave it for God. Let Him take care of it. That's His problem. Just like He told me what I need to do, that's how I need to scrutinize exactly what I need to do and to carry it out and deal with it. You that are confused with 1,000 other things and you're trying to doing everything other than executing the correction, please. We want to know what's on us alone. Yes.
The thing is that what, say, pushes me away, me, for example, from the qualities of the Creator, is the desire. And here he says that the mind is controlled by the desire. He says that the mind is at the service of the desire.
In service, that means controlled? Controlled by the desire. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. The mind is controlled by the desire, the first desire.
Yes. Now, what activates these systems, which are seemingly not under my control, is that same mind. So it turns out,
where are you taking that from? And why are you so sure in yourself, as if you understand something, all in all of what's going on? You don't understand anything in all of creation, I promise you. Even a bit. Even one scrutiny.
So I need to understand only...
You don't need to understand. You need to read and to carry out what's written for you to do. And then from that, maybe you'll get smarter. Maybe you'll become wise. Maybe you'll start to understand. For the time being, you don't have where to understand because you have everything is corrupted. Also your mind and also your feelings. You have everything is corrupted. So you have nothing that you can understand. I'm sorry, but for at least for that, do you have a mind to understand that you're incapable of understanding?
I understand that from day one.
Then sit and just carry out. Execute what you're told. That's it, alone, without mind, carry it out.
I'm talking about this part in the article. Show me here this instruction.
You need to raise your desire for connection above all the rest of the desires that you have initially. The fact that you're in desire to eat, we can see it on you. Sex could be you're okay or not, I don't know.
On the contrary.
And family, so-so. Money, I think, thank God, you have a healthy desire there. Honor, no one's missing anything. Your knowledge is a little bit warped, but it's okay. Meaning you have disturbances. You have these disturbances always in your body.
In my mind, not in my desire. My desire, as you said, is infinite.
When your stomach is crumbling, that's a problem with your mind or it's your stomach?
My stomach is all the time crumbling.
Oh, sit. I'm sorry. Enough. We're done. Okay, now it's already... If you mean to come and ask, then don't come. I'm saying seriously. I won't let you ask anymore. Yes.
Вот на этом чертеже, то, что написано ниже границы духовных желаний. Если мы все как группа, один порцов, то, очевидно, желания тоже существуют у группы. Что-то ниже этой же, ниже линии, как материальное желание, что-то выше, как духовное. Или только выше духовное. Как группа.
Ну, можешь вкратце
да.
еще раз?
Well. Мы все вместе представляем как группа один парцов.
Кулану яхат как вуца.
All of us together as a group we're one parцов, the group.
У нас желание точно так делятся ли эти желания точно так же на эти группы?
Аим рацон шалану митхалек бидюк бота.
Is our desire divided in the same way inside the group?
Анахну парцов эхад.
We are one parzuf, and all our desires are private, more private, less private, those and the others. If we're included together to one parzuf, then also all our desires, all in all, are mixed together. It's inclusion. And then we work all in all on the general calculation. And from this general calculation already each receives a different parzuf than he had before. And from this, in each and every one, they become more like commonly. It's called that we're mixed in our thoughts. And then by this we receive very nice advancement. Advancement, very great advancement. Also towards the good and also to the side of bad.
Что означает наше желание, вот именно материальное? И как понять, как материальное желание группы, как необходимое, как минимально необходимое? Что это означает?
So what are these corporeal desires and how can we understand what are these desires of the necessity of the group?
I don't have where to receive new desires or which are advanced, which are spiritual, if I don't include myself within the group and start receiving from them the new form, the new shape. I don't have from where. Because all of our advancement is to join more and more everything that includes all the rest of everyone together. What is it called the upper partsuf? Malchut of Atzilut. Who is Malchut of Atzilut? What is Malchut of Atzilut? It's a point. What's in it? Nothing. It's an empty place that whoever enters in it is included of all the rest who are there. And then they have man, a common man, that each for the others wants to work. Then it takes this man, let's say like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. Each has a part which is in which he's willing to connect with others, to unite with others. Malchut of Atzilut connects all these parts. It helps them restrict all the rest of the parts. Yes. It cares for them this way. And from all the rest of these commons, it builds their one common deficiency. And it raises, because it's still a deficiency without implementation, and it raises them and for the reception of the masach, of the screen. Like this. So everyone later receives the masach. They will have here a masach, a screen. From this screen, in return, each receives as much as he invested. Because he doesn't have a deficiency for anything else. It all works according to the deficiency. That's how it works. If you will look how the neurons are connected in our head, how the cells in the body are connected, it's exactly the same system. Different synapses, how they're connected, how they attain something, according to the next action, they connect in a different manner, and so on. That's how it works. All of this in order to reach a certain general deficiency, work with it. After the work, they disperse again and connect in a different manner. And that's why each moment is not similar to the next one. And all in all, we connect all these moments, all these states. Yes, Oren.
Can we go back to the previous illustration? In these desires, where is the desire for gossip?
Mainly, it has to do with honor or respect. Mostly respect. Yes. These desires are like personal desires. They're personal. And these are desires that have to do with society, with humanity, with the socium. Yes. Social. Yes.
So when you direct us in the lesson to constantly want and be like one family, and
one family is here. We are one family. That's here.
Okay.
Less than that, it can't exist. Meaning, we're drawn towards this, and we can be in this. We're only attracted to this. We're drawn to it.
So from what you said now, we're drawn to it only. We can't be in it. So then how do we need to cope with desires for gossip and things that awaken?
Shut our mouths, shut our hearts, wash our ears. That's called work. It's work with force. No one demands from anyone to be corrected, but to understand that we need to be corrected, to want to be corrected, somewhat, even not to want. To want is already, if I want, I'm already in it. Because on behalf of the upper light, there's no delay. If I want, I immediately receive, if it's on the path to correction. But to want, at least, for me to want, it's the prayer before the prayer. Yes?
How do my negative thoughts, how do they crumble this one family we're trying to construct? My bad thoughts about someone, how do they crumble down this big family?
Completely.
How does it work?
It's like you're drilling a hole in the ship. All it takes is one hole. Even that I'm not giving, Bala Sulam says. Not that I'm stealing, but the fact that I'm not adding my own, meaning my awakening, my opening, even that is called damage. Meaning
everyone needs with all their might, with all their forces, to hold ourselves as a family. That there's no pretty and not, there's no wise and stupid, there's no good and bad, and like these and like those. Whatever there is, the Creator arranged them like this for us, and we need to just love. That's it. And if we decided that this is the family, everyone is beautiful, everyone is wise, everyone is beloved, in short. That's it. Yes.
Now, in this desire for honor that you say, from there comes the gossip and slander.
This is control and respect, honor. These are relations towards others.
Okay, so if we see psychologically that men and women's nature is a little different.
Definitely. No, and also in all the rest of the desires. What, in the family? And they're not that different.
So if you can just focus on gossip and slandering, meaning on behalf of the female nature and how to cope with it.
On behalf of women, that's a problem, and therefore I also spoke about this very strictly about it. And we need to help them, and we need to try. I don't know how much it is on the groups overseas, but it seems to me like it's less. With us, it's also according to the quantity, and also according to the participation, some like this and some like that. It's many groups and many parts. I don't know. I don't want to enter this right now, but it's work. We need to understand that this is what was given to us, and we need to do. And in this, we're also correcting many discernments in the world. Let's hope that they will understand it correctly, that we're not talking about some kind of vendettas or something like that, rather about work along the way in a serious manner, not in a personal manner, so that they will receive this and understand this. This is the instruction, and I must do it this way. So we now already... I see that. Well,
just to continue with that a little bit, can I? I see that also when people meet in a society, in a group, in, you know, everything can be solved. But when people don't meet, when there's some time that, you know, someone makes a decision without discussing it with another person, and then immediately all these emotions of, you know, blaming others and so on, they rise. Now, obviously, it's a result of lack of working on the greatness of society in the first place. But other than working on the greatness of society in general, what can you do in order to prevent these situations?
I don't know. As usual, we don't have many possibilities. I would really want to see a society as a gang, as a group. Of those families and the women that don't have children, that would help the women that do have children and let them go out to certain actions. Let's say some woman or lady that that doesn't have a family comes to, let's say, Ofer's wife, and lets her loose from her home and her children for half a day. And she goes to some action, some dissemination action, a little to air out, to feel a little bit the things, to truly be like in one big family, that one replaces the other. This way, these are totally free, these are connected to the kitchen, and that's a problem. And all in all, more and more to be involved. But when they even when they gather, so it will be an equal mingling and mixing, and not those like this and those like that, and all kinds. We need to try to truly dilute these things. I don't know how to say it, to mingle, to mix, without any gaps and any differences. We are going to start, where are we?
Item 22. These three desires are mostly present in every person, but they mingle in different quantities, hence the difference from one person to another. And from the corporeal attributes, we can deduce about the spiritual objects relating to their spiritual value. Item 23.
Meaning, other than desires, there's nothing that differentiates between us, and we want to be similar, tied, adhered, included from each other. It's not that from us changing our desires. If I like fish and he likes salad and he's a vegetarian and he's some macrobiotic something, then for each and every one who has his little craze, we don't care about that. It's not important to us. One is drawn to respect more, and the other to money, and there are many different things in each of us. It is forbidden on us, as you know, as it was written, we should not, in peace in the world, we should not destroy the natural inclinations of people, more to here or to there or to there, even in corporeality. That's it. Rather, what? The intention. I, on my behalf, from everything I have, from all the thoughts and desires and inclinations and tendencies and attributes and rishimot, I operate towards love and connection, and you too, from what you have, and him from what he has, and this is how we all equate together. And no one enters in the other. I don't like this, and he does like this. Well, so what? What do you want from this to do? From these inclinations and your desires. That's what's important. So it'll be clear to us. Therefore, no one. Usually we do critique on others compared to what I want and like and love and compared to him. But if we do a calculation according to the intentions, so that we will all have one intention, then all these inclinations, all these different attributes, habits, remain there. What does it matter? Each, what he's capable. That's the difference. We, especially in respect and control and all these things, if we correct this attitude, this gossip, not to pay attention to any attribute that's in a person. Rather, he has an inclination for love and for connection. That's it. And the rest, let them all be different. Yes, Amit.
In the preparation, you said that separation and remoteness is the greatest disturbance, and we shouldn't agree to it, and we should try to completely remove it from its root. So, what does that mean, to remove it from its root, and how is our ability to remove it from its root come?
The light does everything. We don't do anything. That's it. I don't have anything to say. To want for it to disappear. If I hate something, I want for it not to be. That's it. Like a child wants to close his eyes. There isn't. There isn't means it doesn't exist. It passes, it changes, I don't know. I hate. That's what we need to come to in a simple manner. Yes.
But I see that things, you know, they keep on returning, also personally, also generally. The same disturbance returns.
Of course, it's not the same disturbance, I'm sorry. It's in a higher degree. Yes, well, excellent. It's a sign that we're growing.
So what do I remove from its root?
You need every moment to pull it from the root so that it never returns in every way. But if it returns, then probably you need to correct more.
Can go, doctor.
Yes, doctor.
The problem is that a person, let's say, he likes natural food. Okay, that's his quality. He lives in it. Now, what does he do? That same woman opens a group in Facebook. Let's connect. We like natural food. And besides, we have Kabbalah. So that separates them from another group who likes something else. So it turns out there are a few groups.
No, that's forbidden. That is not allowed to do. If he's connecting with people, it's forbidden. If he goes to... natural food connects between people. If I go to... to get over smoking or drugs or something like that and try to get out of such habit. But with food, it's a little less. So what? There's some such groups.
That's what I'm saying. Each one says, I'm part of Kabbalah, but this is my group. We have many phenomena.
There's a group. No, that he feels that the group's there?
Yes, of course. And it separates.
If he's getting closer to people that are in the same group, it's a big corruption. It's a big corruption. I don't know what to do about that. You need to examine why you're successful to a degree and no more than that. That's something that we need to check and to work. See what Rabash writes about the society. And also it's like towards the whole world. Look how much we will reveal more and more problems and discernments and everything that's happening in each country, in each government, in each nation, in every degree. And all, we will have to clean everything. Truly.
If each one would say, this is my personal tendency, I like natural food, I live it at home, I don't have to run around and tell everyone.
Well, please, who's saying? He can bring it here. He can ask from the kitchen during our meal for them to give us not a tomato and a cucumber and an egg and something. So it'll be instead of meat with the mushrooms or whatever, or noodles or whatever's there. Who said not? Why not? There's no problem here. Then scrutinize it and help them that way.
Each one says, that's my problem and I don't draw anyone from the group to my tendencies.
That too is true. Rabash never paid attention to this. Never. Yes.
Question about the desires. We said that one has to be with the tendency to spiritual desires, and as a result, we'll reach balance with the rest of the desires. Now, the question is, throughout the generations, Kabbalists made it so that if a person who's not married or who's not working can't study, can't learn Kabbalah. So how can a person aspire for those same spiritual desires?
I didn't understand that. If they received students only from a male who is married and so on. A married man. And working wasn't like that. Working, studying. The Ari had students that are 26, 7, 8. Chaim Vital was 28, if I'm not mistaken. And Yitzchak HaKohen there also. They were all truly young guys. Well, with children, because they would get married early. But that's how it was. They were 27, 28. His group of students. And Bala Sulam also. Hillel was 21 when he came to Bala Sulam. Others too were young. Miller, at age 16, started with Rabash. and so on.
No, yes? The question is, it's the opposite from what we said here. Person's told, mate, first of all, reach balance in your family, reach that desire, fill it, and then come and attain spirituality, not the opposite.
Who told you that?
No,
who told you such words?
He had to be married. He wasn't accepted otherwise.
But everyone was married. You understand how people lived 100 years ago, and definitely 200 or 500 years ago. Who wasn't married? A person reached the age of 16, 17, 18, that's it, he's married. What? You're missing neighbors, women neighbors. Your parents would say, okay, take her, and that's it. You never ask twice, you take and you live. It's today that you have to go through the whole world. And there was no such thing. It was simple. They lived in a much simpler manner. What was it to get divorced? Who would get divorced? There was no such definition. You got married and that was it. Today, we plan. From this husband, I'll have a child, a boy, and then from that husband, I'll have a girl, and then from maybe I'll be married and maybe not. And this is some of the things I'm hearing. I hear, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, sometimes I hear sentences, I'm a little, old-fashioned with this. And also, same word in Hebrew is, I'm also smoking from this. But really, I'm not doing any criticism here. I'm not saying it's good or bad. It's the time, it's the development of the desire like this. But truly... This is like in such ease. In my times, I remember when I was young, to get divorced, it was something that, what? Everyone spoke about it. Everyone, it was like something that was really out of the ordinary. Today it's the other way around. So what can you do? Okay, so yes?
What I hear from you is that we need to have a tendency towards connection, love, love of friends. I see a friend that his goal is love of friends and connection. How can I know that his senses won't be blurred? And I see that he might harm the family level or making a living.
Why? We're talking about intentions. I don't know how he interprets love of friends. What does he think, love of friends? That he needs to be here in our center 24 hours a day? Love of friends, it means he doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to provide and serve his family. No way. We were born and we exist in special conditions, and we must maintain these conditions. That's with our body. With that, we have to do what's written here in this book. This is called the wisdom of the concealed, that it's concealed from everyone. Maintain it within your soul, and that's it. What does it mean? Again, Rabash would work in paving of roads. He would come once a week for Shabbat to home. All the rest of the time, he'd sleep in a tent and eat next to the tent. And all day from morning till night, when there was light during the day, he'd be working, paving the road. So this would disturb him to advance to the spiritual work. He wouldn't be concerned about his wife and his children. She wouldn't care for them. What are you talking about? Why does one disturb the other? I don't understand. Your desires, your thoughts, and your inner thoughts are spiritual, and your body to serve what you need to in this world. First of all, food, sex, and family. These things are beastly, animalistic things. These are necessary. You must care for these. And family is what's upon you to, and you must. You take care of it. I don't understand men that don't get married. although we don't obligate people, but truly, it has to be a regular thing. Today in our world, it's not so regular, but really, to correct the world, we need to be in the order of the world. Yes.
We learn that we can't force spirituality on anyone.
Also not corporeality. I'm not obligating anyone, I'm not coercing anyone, but whoever comes and wants to advance, he has to understand what the Kabbalists are telling us. That's it. We're not obligating anyone. Sometimes people remain here for years and are bachelors. And we laugh at them like that, I hear sometimes, but it's not that there's a true mandate. You want? Remain a bachelor. Because today it's special times. Times are changing. I'm not going to curse anyone. But I'm saying with that Rabash was really precise about this. He would not accept a student initially if he was a bachelor.
I'm talking about those whose spouse isn't in the path.
He would be willing that the women would be sitting and listening to the lesson, that they would read in the group of the women his articles. That was never happened before him. Look at what he permitted to be done on his own and what he managed in there, but not towards the bachelors. That's how it was very severe with him, very strict.
My yes. question is as following. I'm constantly in a scrutiny if I'm drilling a hole.
No, I'm married with children. You're a bachelor?
No, I'm married.
You can see I've had you.
Yes, at the end of the day, what the woman says, you know, happens. But my question is as following. If I'm in a certain state, and I get a decision from my vessels, and I study today, that somehow I might be faking this decision. Unless I take it to a place of the friends, and I really, like, zoom out, and from there I make a decision, together with the group. But if I don't share states I'm going through, how can I know that I'm acting correctly?
Only according to the scrutiny in the group, in the workshops, in the reading, in the study, slowly it gets clarified.
Okay, so I see friends who don't share these states that they're going through until you suddenly discover, even when it sometimes is a bit late. How can I awaken the friends in such a way that they'll understand that they have to share things that, because it might harm the movement of the ship?
Correct. Therefore, we need to be more aware of these things. There's no other solution. To check our friends, to see how much they're getting along at home, through the wife, through something else. And this way to follow each and every friend in order to preserve that he doesn't fall, for each friend to be more awake towards it. Okay, Owen, last one, fast.
We started from this Friday, this attack from convention to convention. We want to rise from merit to merit. Maybe you can direct us.
There are no words how to direct other than what we spoke about, other than we need to go through the degrees of love, and that's the only thing we need to direct ourselves. Love thy friend as thyself is the great rule in the Torah. It's from the beginning to the end. It's the rule for which, for the time being, even in partially, nothing. There's nothing, only and they love. And you loved. You see what they're saying? And really be careful not to harm the other. You see what Hillel says to the Gentile who comes to become not to open your thought, not to think your thoughts or anything like that to something that could harm someone. Our thoughts do the actions. in an area that we want to enter, the thought is the force. And if we want to enter there, we won't let us with our filth to enter. Therefore, let's unite with our clean thoughts, with the intentions that are directed properly, and we will succeed.
Messages to conclude. Sunday, World Unity Day on Kab.tv at 5 p.m. Virtual lesson with Rav Lightman, following by the World Yeshivat Chavarim. And after that, the World Workshop with Rav Lightman. And after that, Integral Education Training. We're happy to invite all the world clear to European Congress. It's an opportunity to strengthen the connection between us. 22nd to 24th of March, Frankfurt, Germany. Details and enrollment, eurocongress.info. A picnic of connection in the Passover holiday. As every year, we're going to a huge picnic of connection in the Bereshit Forest, a mutual discussion, lesson with Rabbi Lightman, children's activities, and a lot of happiness. Thursday, 28th of March, Bereshit Forest in Park Hayarkon. For details and enrollment, 1-700-509-209. That will conclude. Thanks and have a great day.
לקראת הטוב, הרמוניה, גלים מתמזגים על קו החוף, הרמוניה, אנחנו כמו